Ungelek.
Et Kayugna.
Kayugna Knayunglo.
Nayungle, Knao. Itilman Magmai. Nayungle.
Nayungle.
Ja, et Kayugna.
Nayungle. Last summer, too, we had a hard time. The name of Olga Bay. Olga Bay. Then it came to my mind. Now I lost it again.
You lost it again.
I know.
Olga Bay. Kikwayuk. Kikwayuk.
That's Olga Bay?
Yeah.
Kikwayuk. It's
Olga Bay.
Kikwayuk.
See, your brains are still working.
Kikwayuk.
Because you cook. Akyuk. Because you cook. We're not going to go that far, huh?
No.
Later on, maybe. We have to go around the island.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe we'll get the map from Dennis Kanagan.
Yeah.
Take a look, huh?
We had it. I had it. I don't know. Ogatuk Kanagan.
Does she have it?
I don't know. Maybe she does. I don't know. I know I had it.
Yeah, they gave me that paper.
Kiawik. They used to cry there.
Kiawik. How come they
cry? Kiawik. Like, no point here. But you had it. Kiawik. But he said, Kiawik. They used to cry there. When they lose their wife.
When they lose their wife?
Yeah. The wife would run away.
How come?
I don't know. He wanted the younger one.
Kayaiwik. I was noticing in this dictionary all the different words for the word wind. Like wind blows.
Aksanguk.
Aksanguk.
Aksanguk. Kayunguk is a gusty wind. Kayunguk. Aksanguk kayunguluni. Gusting.
Gusting.
Kayunguk. Kayunguk.
Say gusting wind again.
Kayunguk. Kayunguk.
Kayunguk. Just Kayumuk?
Kayumuk. Kayumuk.
Then they have like when the wind blows into a bay?
Huh?
When the wind blows into a bay, they have a word. Ilumu. I don't know how to say it. Ilumuk. Kayuni?
Kayumuk.
Ilumuk. Kayuni?
Kayumuk. Wind blowing.
The bay is Kangiyak.
Wind blowing into.
Kangiyak is in a bay?
Yeah.
Kangiyak is a bay.
Wind blowing into bay. Itkwinguk. Like in summertime, it always blow into the bay, you know. Itkwinguk.
Itkwinguk.
Itkwinguk. You know, in the morning it would be dead calm. Then in the afternoon it would blow up, you know, summertime. Itkwinguk. Itkwinguk, yeah. Itkwinguk.
That means wind blows into a bay?
Yeah.
Itkwinguk.
Itkwinguk.
How about if it blows out? They write it different, but it might be North End or something, huh?
Yeah.
Ilumuk.
Blows out? Like that from here?
Then blows out?
Huh?
Yeah.
Ungalanguk. Northeast always blow out here. Blow out of the bay.
Northeast.
Ungalak. Ungalak.
Northeast.
Northeast.
It means northeast.
Washak. Washak is northwest. Washak.
Washak.
Washak. Northwest.
Is there southerly?
Southerly. Southeast. Southerly with Wagak. Wagak.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's Wagak.
Southwest, yeah.
Yeah, Wagak Southwest is.
Wagak is southwest?
Wagak is southerly.
Southerly?
Not quite southwest. Wagak. Southerly.
With southwest then?
Southwest is Slanik.
Oh, yeah, Slanik.
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 Slanik. Nagiksakik is offshore wind. Nagiksakik. Westerly. Yeah, offshore.
Nagiksakik. And the roads are icy, huh?
Yeah.
I had to drive slow a couple times. Let's see. What about a wind coming off the hills? Or off the mountains?
I don't know.
This. And here they say Pamekek? Pamekek?
What?
Never heard that one, huh? What about variable?
Coming off the hill, it's Wasak, isn't it? It's Wasak.
Northwest.
Variable. Wind coming from all over.
Variable.
Not variable.
How do you say, like, the wind's coming up strong?
Kayungutaktuk. It's gonna blow hard. Kayungutaktuk. 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 Gonna blow up. Kayungutaktuk.
How about?
What about Nagiksakik?
Nagiksakik.
Southeast?
Westerly, you said?
Nagiksakik is southeast.
Southeast.
Nagiksakik is southeast?
Yeah.
Nagiksakik. Southeast.
What was westerly then?
Got me all mixed up.
A wind you quiz. Did
Wasak? No.
Wasak is northwest.
We got northeast.
Slanik. What is Slanik?
Slanik.
Some kind of wind.
Slanik. Offshore wind.
I guess, yeah, I think Slanik.
How do you like my lamp?
Nice. Is that one of those sunlight ones?
Huh?
It's a sun lamp.
Sun lamp?
No.
Give you a tan?
I see that.
No, when I ordered that vacuum, they sent me this one too.
Oh, came with it.
Sun lamp.
Yeah.
It's a little hot.
Yeah, maybe it gives off like the rays of the sun.
You always banya? Banya tahtu.
I haven't for a while. I need to.
My banya is no good at all. The stove is plugged up. I can't climb up and open it. I mean, the pipe is plugged up.
Better make Ralphie do it.
You like buying your home, huh?
We just bought materials to build one.
I think I seen one by your house.
Now we got a shed.
Oh, that's
the shed,
yeah.
What that was the banya?
That's half of it's Travis's stuff and part of it's mine. For my Like paintings and carving.
Hmm.
I couldn't sleep for a long time after I heard them. People talking. Then it landed on my toy stove pipe out there. Sit down there for about 2 hours.
Just stunned, huh?
I got a picture of it in the tape.
I seen that magpie, the hawk chased it, he hit my window. One year. Back window, kitchen. You could see it, you know. Oh, I heard a big boy, magpie. He was dead. I went out and checked.
Quite a few birds. Quite a few birds hit my window.
How they used to call them hawks? You know.
Yeah, they're bad. They're bad. You know, a little duck would be swimming in the water.
Yeah.
Come behind it.
Yeah, I seen
it.
Tore the head off.
I seen him big trick them butterballs on.
I seen it went down with a rabbit too.
Yeah.
I brought the rabbit home.
He got him. Yeah.
But they just kill him, but they don't take him?
Yeah, they eat him.
They got something in their chest like an arrow.
Yeah.
That's what they hit him with.
Point.
Yeah.
In their chest?
Yeah.
They got something in their chest when they eat the birds.
Open the skull. Yeah, they even killed the rabbits too.
Yeah, they.
I was coming from Big Creek on the trail, you know, I seen a hawk went down, and I was wondering how come I went there, the rabbit was this way. I just picked it up and come home and save myself.
They're fast. You see them, they come down like a bullet, their wings like this, see? When they're gonna hit, you know, they put their wings back like a bullet. Yeah. I see the butterball, you know. Oh, they picked it up.
You know, they call them, little ducks, you see them in the boat harbor on Calvary, white and black ones. You know how they call them in Aleut? Tkochunit.
What?
Tkochunit.
What does that mean?
Yeah, tkochunit.
That's butterballs.
Yeah. I don't know why they call them tkochunit.
Well, like piss, that's what it means.
That's what that means?
Yeah,
but you know, you see them in Boat Harbor, inside the Calvary, they look white.
They all swim together?
Yeah,
a little group of them.
Minks,
smells like pee.
It's what it's
I don't
it's
know why they call them.
You know, I cooked them one time, but they're good, they're fat.
I said you don't need to cut them up, just take the guts off and roast
them. All the time. I
roast them, boy. They're good.
Good duck.
I feel like getting some sometimes, but how come they don't allow to let anybody shoot the ducks?
Up there?
Yeah, by the cowboy.
It's like the city limit. It's all coming.
Huh?
City limit inside the city.
Ah, baloney.
that's
for your food. Subsistence.
Rabbi used to go up and shoot the
before. Rabaki used to shoot all the mallards there. He wasn't scared of nobody.
What's the best duck for eating that ever?
Whistlers.
Whistlers?
Cuckoo milk. You see an orange bill like yellow.
Whistlers. Cuckoo milk.
They're the best kind of ducks I like.
Cuckoo milk. Cuckoo milk. Ah, they're good. Beautiful.
I like them. These people in Akyak, They never eat marbles. That's all they used to eat, the whistles.
Yeah.
In Akia.
Good soup.
They wouldn't eat marbles, no way. This is whistles.
Good soup. Soup.
Boy. If I had one now, I'd pluck it and cinch it and make soup.
Yeah.
Your stomach, they got big gizzard on them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're like...
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I like the golden eyes, too. Hot ones. Oh, I
golden
wish...
Golden eyes, yeah.
I wish somebody would bring me ducks.
Boy.
My duck hunter don't want to shoot the ducks.
The last one I had duck was from Alex.
Michael, he don't want to shoot the duck.
He doesn't want to shoot
him? Scared of the bird flu.
The bird flu?
Yeah. Oh. I told him about it. I heard about that. There's nothing like that in Alaska. I told him, I just got your $450 shotgun. You better make a use of it.
What
else? Is there a word for chickadee?
Chickadees?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the one that sings, you know?
That's the little black...
It sings the small ones.
Chickadees?
Time, no.
Yeah.
They're small. They're in the winter too, though.
They're different, huh?
Like this one.
Oh, that's different. We don't have them here.
There's those, but
this
one's just brown. The ones we have here are just all black.
Yeah.
And then more white right there.
Yeah, there's some here. But I don't see them worms. Little brown ones that used to go into church.
Yeah.
Little brown ones.
One time I drove my truck, it was springtime. I never seen, maybe migrating birds. Yellow ones I seen.
Mm.
I was going by the light and, yellow.
Yeah, I've seen those too, the bright yellow.
Yeah, bright yellow. I see what was going on. I never seen them before. There was about two of them. Them cranes last year, I seen them going to the airport.
Yeah.
There was two.
How about robins? Do you see them up there? Once in a while, like when I live up there, I used to see them.
Once in a
while. Yeah, robins. I seen one. Once in a while, they got great.
Yeah.
When I was walking in church outside with Father Service, the bird landed in my head. I was wearing Jenny Lee was there and that Don Sheets wife. We were outside, they were painting and I built some. Father Priest was there, Jenny Lee. I didn't move, I saw Father Service, He told me blessing from heaven. That's what he told me. You're right in my head. I could feel my cap. It was springtime. I just barely see it. It looked like a robin or something.
During the World War II, too, one guy, I don't know, this was in the book. he was in the draft. Didn't eat, I don't know how long. The seagull landed on his head. And he grabbed it. And he grabbed it and he ate it.
Because we were stuck.
The seagull.
We were stuck 6 days in Koyukonek. My brother and remember, three of us. I had to shoot seagulls, them brown ones. We didn't eat 2 days.
We eat a white one. The top.
We had to cook, two of them.
We went bear hunting and we didn't get a bear. And me, William, and Raymond. And we didn't have nothing to eat. We couldn't eat the seal. So one morning, I was sitting with William on the beach, and a white seagull was coming, and I put my rifle up, and bang, I hit it. William jumped, "We eat."
I know, we didn't eat, you had to shoot the seagull.
We eat. But that evening, that afternoon, we got a bear, two of them.
But I know a boy is no good to be hungry. Mm-mm. Boy didn't eat. He just won't lay
then
down.
And you can't think.
Yeah, my brother and I was dead, and three of them. And I was thinking, I got a shotgun thing. I went by the creek, and got two. We skinned them, we had fire. Boy, tasted good.
The best, huh?
We just skinned the
then
whole.
Gray seagulls, we used to eat them.
Yeah, they were just the kind of shot,
yeah.
Two of them. Good.
A lot of people.
They were real fat.
Yeah, a lot of people go down the lagoon.
They call them katayas.
Katayas, yeah.
Them young seagulls.
Young seagulls, yeah, they.
Katayas.
They eat it.
You know.
Not tough yet, huh?
Mm-mm.
Katayak.
Like the regular seagull is katayak. Katayak is the young ones, you know.
Have you guys seen that movie about the grizzly man?
Oh.
What do you think of
grizzly
that guy?
Grizzly man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
That guy was
crazy.
He was,
you know,
crazy.
This guy mentioned you can't fool around with the bears.
No.
You know he's gonna get you sooner or later.
Yeah.
This guy mentioned it. He, you know. You think he's gonna be like dog or something? No. Get a bear, he got him on the head. I guess he crushed his skull too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but the lady too. He got killed too. Because, the bear, but I guess.
The bears got used to it. There were two cubs there of all his following.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they got cuffed, you can't get close to him.
I don't know. I don't think he was all there.
The way he was talking all this time, you know, he thinks the bears are understanding him. What? You see him how he talk?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks, this guy
mentioned
he
can't. The whole cut.
A lot of people know very well. Looking for the bad day. He'll get you sooner or later.
He'll get hungry.
Yeah.
What would you call that guy? What's the Aleutic word for dingy?
Yeah. Boy, you know that.
Is there a word for that, for someone who's missing his marbles? Or
oh, boy, nutty?
Nutty, yeah.
Goofy.
Goofy.
Sechwachtok.
Yeah.
Sechwachtok.
Sechwachtok.
Yeah, kind of nutty.
Yeah.
Sechwachtok.
Nanny. Yeah. Wilma always says nanny Lou or something.
Getting nanny.
That just mean crazy?
Yeah.
Sechwachtok.
You go to school and tell Peggy una Papa George Sechok.
Sechok.
Getting nutty. Goofy. Sechok.
Well, it cleared up now, huh?
Yeah.
It's gonna
be nice.
Tomorrow. On the single radio, then they had warning in 90s, just tsunami warning.
Really?
Yeah, this morning. And they called it off 10 o'clock. It wasn't KVOK.
Huh.
They're sitting down and off the wood. They have anchors, you know. No,
nobody told nobody. How come?
That's
what how they call them. Oh dear me.
Oh dear me.
Oh dear me.
My mom said they're saying, you damn fool.
Yeah, I know it sounds good.
Like something.
I know they're coming May month only, but.
You heard one,
you were around, I never hear them singing outside.
Huh. They're confused.
I don't know, they claim sometimes when they... Sometimes when you get old, you can't hear them anymore.
Mm.
I don't hear them anymore. I guess the birds have figured out.
What's that?
Sechwak. Goofy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't hear him on Isluk.
Isluk. You can't hear.
Isluk.
Isluk.
Una Isluk.
You know how they call twins?
Mm-mm.
How do you call twins?
What?
Twins.
Malchit.
Malchit. Twins. Malchit. Malchit.
The twins.
B.A. is a twin. He's a twin.
Who?
B.A.
He was,
yeah. And the other one died again.
This one here too, you know, Francis kids. They're twins, you know.
Who?
Michelle and what's his name? Joe Hawk?
Yeah.
They were twins.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were twins.
Oh, Michelle and that, what
Joe
you
Hawk.
Call? Oh.
In my graduating.
Twins, yeah.
In my graduating class, we had, I think, four sets of twins or five in Kodiak.
I had twins, twins or brothers or sisters, they died. They were too small. Me and Ralph, I remember when this guy, we buried them.
Oh.
They were too small.
Didn't make it.
Yeah.
Malchit.
Malchit, yeah.
Malchit. Twins. How'd we do?
Well, one time you see that woman, he had six of them. Did you see them in the TV?
Yeah.
What they called them?
Sextuplets or something? I don't know.
You know, he had six of them.
I think she was taking those fertility pills to help her get pregnant, and boy.
Yeah, she got...
Not enough amoks.
I don't know how would you say it now, you so many.
Chakimak lit na kuyuktit.
Chakimak.
Lit na kuyuktit. What do you want to learn? Chakimak lit na kuyuktit. Akanakpak. today, Sakhanakhbak.
Sakhanakhbak. Sagimat le nagutet agon Akhanakhbak.
Akhanakhbak. What do you want to learn today?
I was thinking we could talk about family.
Huh?
Family?
Salmon?
Family.
Huh?
Yeah.
Salmon.
No, family.
Family?
Yeah, family. Is the word for family, what you call family, Alahuaks or something?
Huh?
Alahuaks? Your family? Or is that friends? Well, no, I see.
Ilanga.
Ilanga.
My family. Ilanga.
Is my family.
Yeah. Ilanga is my family. Does Mary and them get together?
I think so.
She called me this morning. Not really this morning.
They're having a war. Were they from here?
Huh?
Was your mom and dad?
They were from Eagle Harbor. They live in Eagle Harbor first. And then they moved here. I don't know what happened. Why everybody moved out of there. They said there was somebody wild over there. Always with a monkey with a gun when he's drunk. They moved out of there. They were scared of him.
They couldn't kick him out, huh?
Yeah, he could. And he stayed back. His two brothers were already here, my dad. So he moved here. Both of his brothers in a Kente and Alexi. They were both church readers. Slavonic.
Which way was Eagle Harbor?
Wait now. That way. Yeah, that way. You know when you go from here, you go over Shearwater, then you go right through Shearwater, the pass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get over the pass, right by on the water there, that was where Eagle Harbor was.
Was it just a little village? Like how many people over there?
I don't know.
Like
probably
this?
About 40 or 50
or small,
maybe. Yeah.
So there was that village there and then this one here too?
Yeah, some of them moved to Woody Island. Like Apollo's that too. Some of them moved here. Quite a few moved here again.
Is that where you were born?
Here.
Here. And then you guys moved to Eagle Harbor?
No. Well, they moved from Eagle Harbor.
Your parents moved from there to here and then you were born here?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever, was there still like a village there when you were little? At all?
Where?
Eagle Harbor? Or
no.
Was it gone?
It was gone.
Would you ever?
There was only one guy.
Just one crazy
that
guy?
That wild one with his son. Then I guess he drowned it there.
Do you know what his name was?
Pete Patarochin. He was a relative to my mom. So I'm from the wild people. You better watch out.
Yeah.
I really don't know my dad where he came from though.
Yeah.
Was
he real native looking or not?
He was a native, but he was light.
Light colored native.
Yeah. He was kind of light guy.
What was
light
his name?
Brown. Alexander. Alexander Inga. Alexander the Great. My mom's name was Fidosa Patrochen. That was her last name. And Swen's mom was Felisa Patrochen. They were, that's how come we were a relative to Swen.
Oh. What was her name?
Huh?
Patrochen.
Patrochen. That's how come I was relative to Swen and Arthur Hawkinson from Yuzinki.
Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I don't know. There was 13 of us. There's only three of us left now. Sophie and Polly. They're both up in Angus. Three of my brothers drowned in the sea. Three of them. Ephraim drowned right here by the boat harbor. They were dragging for bait, for crabbing. And Simi drowned his first in Moser Bay fishing. Then Alec died. He was the last one to drown. He drowned at Ainby Bay with his son Alex Jr. They were duck hunting, and then I guess they ran over a buoy, I guess, with a long line, you know. They used to have a floating, and I guess they hit it there, knocked both of them out. I guess they both were holding guns good when they found that skiff out in the middle. The kicker must have been going round and round. Empty tank and no guns in the skiff.
Oh,
so they got thrown out from there. My dad's brother built a barbary there and used it for hunting fox. And we were about 10 miles further in by Hidden Basin. We had a little cabin there. We used to go hunting. Take your time going, you know. Them days, there used to be a barabari in every bay or a little cabin. When we go hunting, we take us about 3 days, stop in a bay and do a little hunting, and then we'd reach there, and before they go, they used to have a little meeting, you know. They got to tell each other how far he could hunt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This far you could hunt, leave us alone, and we'll leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way they used to work.
Figure it out so you didn't get in each other's way.
You don't go into his land where he hunt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way they don't bother each other. But when we were coming home, my dad used to take us over, and when he come home, he never stopped. He come right straight.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours, 6-7 hours.
With the outboard?
Yeah, 3 hours. Johnson. One time, we were there, and while we were there, the war must have broke out December 7th. We didn't know. We didn't know nothing about
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. So we used to wonder how come the boats would come in, go around, or go right back out. Then when we were coming home, my mom's brother was with our peace alcoholics and them dad. He had a little power skiff all covered up, and we had a skiff and we were coming home. We were wondering how come the army boats were coming behind us, right straight for us.
Oh, man.
And it was kind of sloppy. When they got close by, there was soldiers in there with the guns. With the guns, they thought we were Japs.
What?
But my dad just waved to them and they waved back and keep going. And then we find out when we got here, the war broke out and we were supposed to have American flag, flat American flag and the skiff.
Oh.
And we didn't, because we didn't know. Oh, it was spooky. We almost got shot. You know, them days they were scared. Scared, really scared.
Was there Japanese around here?
Close by, I guess. They went over one time. They say they went over and they were gonna... When it was clear, they must have went over and then snapped the picture of the base in Kodiak, but they didn't have no bombs in it. And then a couple of them come back, I guess, with the bombs, and they couldn't see the footage. It was
foggy.
Yeah. So they couldn't see. But they were out there, the submarines were right outside. Because one time the Halibut boat find a big iron skiff way out there with full of people. They were torpedoed. The Japs torpedoed them and some were shot. This Halibut boat found them outside of Three Cents Bay, about 3-4 miles.
They shot at a fishing boat?
So, they were close by. And then after we came home, my uncle Alexis took me to Fox Lagoon for a week to hunt. And then when we come back, it was dark when we were coming home. And we went through the Narrows. We got through the Narrows. No lights of any kind in Old Harbor.
Oh, blackout.
Yeah, we didn't know there was a blackout. And my uncle told me, holy God, the Japs must have came and get everybody. So we came real slow, and after a while we seen somebody coming down the beach. That was my dad. Then we found out it was a blackout. Spooky, the boats were riding out there. Patrol boats.
Wow.
Scary, right around here.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was about 16, 17. When I got in the army in 1943, I was 18. I got drafted.
You didn't have to go fight though, huh?
I was too late. They were already gone from the Aleutians.
How do you say, did you have to fight?
No. Did you have to? No. Anguya Nilma. I didn't go to war.
Anguya what?
Anguya Nilma.
Nilma?
Anguya Nilma. I didn't go to war. I was too late. My cousin Mike Inga was there, but after we were gone, you know, they were cleaning up, police up. They were picking up dead Japs and buried them. There was 3,000 of them buried in one spot, Americans and Japs.
Wow.
One time he said he found a Jap dead. He dig into his pocket. He had a wallet, and he took his wallet and looked at it. He found a card that Jap was in the Olympic in San Francisco.
The Olympics, like?
Olympic, you know. Some kind of Olympic.
Athlete?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He had it in his, he was in San Francisco. So they were all around. There was one spy in Sherwood, you know. Before the war broke out, there used to be Japanese workers in Sherwood, Canary. But when the war broke out, they took them all on. There was one spy there.
There was, huh?
Yeah. They had one spy.
What's the word for a spy?
I don't know. Spy, spy.
Or a traitor.
Spy.
Maybe it's a...
Right in Port Otter, there's a little creek that all is full of humpies. My mom and dad used to go across there and get them with a hook, you know, pew, or whatever, and clean them right there, clean them up, wash them up, and bring them and hang them in the, by the house. There was a couple from here, Kelly, I think Tim Kelly, they built a little barbary in Barling Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent about a couple of weeks there cutting fish and drying right there. That way they didn't have to come home. They had a barbary. Oh, we used to put a lot of tumbuk, I tell you.
I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Tumbuk, and then... If we have a salt, with salt fish, but when it was really hard time, we didn't have even salt to salt fish. So the bad years were from 1930 to about 38, 39. We didn't have nothing. That's when they... BIA came, and you see these trails along the hill going to Isaac and back there. Who's that?
Ralphie, maybe?
Come in!
Oh, hi.
Come
on! With us on the skip,
uh-huh.
With a kicker, then I take them over there and drop them off, and I'd go inside the lagoon and go duck hunting. Get some rock ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And get a whole bunch, and then go back there, and while they're cutting, I'd pick the ducks. And I used to have fun going out to them. Sometimes we'd go to Amy Bay, there where that Alimax used to go in there, dog salmon. They're the best tumbuk.
Salmon?
I like them better than humpy. The humpies get too hard. The best ones are silvers when they get kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
and the dogfish, dog salmon. Alimak. Alimak. Kakiak. Alimak is a dog salmon.
How do you say the dog salmon are the best for
yeah.
tomak? So alimak.
Alimak.
Is tomak. Yeah. Is this duck? Or?
Pitokunek duck.
Pitokunek.
Good to eat.
Alimak. Tomak.
Yeah. Okurek lako. Grease, with the grease. Oil. Seal oil. Dip them in the sea oil. Ah, good dog. One time, that Nina Grumry was here, and I asked her if she wants tamuk. She said, yeah. I told her, you want the seal oil? No. Western oil and put some salt in there.
Then she liked that. I like the seal oil, but boy, if you get it on your fingers, it stinks forever.
I know. Well, it's not too bad when you boil it, you know, and make a grease, and then what they call them, oolak. You know, you cut the fat up and scratch it like that, and then cook it, and then boy, that the cooked oil is good.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Oodluck.
Oodluck?
Oodluck. Oodluck. You like that stuff, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
And you oodluck. Alutek and what?
What's on what?
Alutek and what you are.
Oh, and what did that and what was a word?
Mixed, you're mixed.
On my mom's side, it's Finnish.
Uh-huh.
And I think on my dad's side, it's Alutek and maybe some Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Finnish and Swedish, Russian.
Port Lions, they speak pretty good Russian, some of them.
Yeah, it seemed like there's a lot of Russian mixed in.
Yeah,
more than here.
Yeah. And Norwegians, and here there's mixed Norwegians. And aren't there any Russian, though? The old people used to talk Russian. My uncle in Akenti, he even used to write Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Russian, because there was a lady from part Russian here, and he had a brother in Kodiak. His brother would write to her in Russian, and she'd go over to in Akenti, answer his letter. That's in Akenti, write to her.
Yeah, Trav said his grandma talked Alutek and then his grandpa Nook in Norwegian, so they must have communicated somehow, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you related to them anyhow? To Nookin and Sasha?
What?
To Nookin and Sasha's family? Are you related to them at all?
Sasha's?
Yeah.
No.
No.
My wife's mom and dad, that's all they used to speak is Russian. Russian. That old man, Mike, he talked pretty good Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife couldn't talk. She understand, but like Sophie did, she understand, but she couldn't speak. My wife understand good Russian. One time I laughed. I was building a house and his dad come over and helped me. He'd forget about I can't understand how Russian he. You start talking to me in Russian. Oh, just stare at him. Then he'd come to and laugh.
How do you say I don't understand in Aleutic?
I don't understand. I don't understand Russian. I don't understand Russian. Kasagat was Russian. We named Olga Kasagat.
Olga?
Yeah. We all, Rafi and Balik always call her Kasagat.
How come?
Oh, she's part Russian, I guess, yeah. Spit Norwegian? No? You got Norwegian blood on you?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. You're all mixed up.
Yeah, I am. Well, Grandma Lena was from Chignik, so she's that kind of like, mixed. I think she might have had some Finnish and then Aleut.
Uh-huh.
Then Eli Matrokin was from Kodiak, but must be part Russian, part Then my mom's dad has mostly Finnish, and her mom is Swedish. I think that's right, anyway. Is there a word for that if you're all mixed up? If you're all...
I don't know.
Combination.
I don't know what... I don't know. My Michael, he got Russian, Aleutic, Norwegian, and little Jap. A little bit Jap on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or maybe our grandma. So he's 3'8", I think. I'll call him 3'8".
3'8".
All mixed up. Me, I'm a number one Aleutic. Aleutic Iluduskak.
What's that?
Deep bow. Aleutic Iluduskak.
Deep bow?
Deep bow. Real deep bow. 4x4. 3/4 Aleutic. All of Aleut.
Was your mom real Aleutic all the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them. I don't know about my dad, but he was light, cranky.
Light and cranky.
Yeah. He had the brown hair, light brown hair. Well.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
We're getting old. Or we're too old fish.
Getting like an old fish.
Old like an old fish.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fishing.
I'm sorry. This someone they call Nalutekusa.
What do you, someone who goes out fishing?
We call fishermen, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Fisherman, Ikasuk Sukta.
Yeah, there you go.
Ikasuk Sukta.
Fisherman, yeah, there. There he's coming out.
Oh, I think he just thought of it. Ikaluk Sukta.
Now we know.
Fisherman.
Ikasuk Sukta. Yeah, that's what he got it now. I've been thinking, you know, he got it.
How did you guys say we're too old fish or something? Yeah. Could you guys tell me that story again about when you said you fished for 3 days straight, no sleep, and it was like you were drunk?
Yeah. See, my night, you know, we didn't fish. We didn't sleep 2 days, two nights. We were just like,
never take our boots for 2-3 days. We put them on.
No. We smelled so bad we didn't even smell ourselves.
A lot of fish. That's right, you know. Big, long line of in the tender, you know. Sleep a little, wake up.
Where was that at, Kaluda?
Well, Seven Rivers here, travel long ways.
Could you tell me all that in Aleutic? How you stayed up for 3 days and never took your boots off in Aleutic?
Didn't take my boots off.
No, we don't mind. Anybody could join our group. And then there's another group too at 4 o'clock at the Culture Center. You could join that too.
Okay, we didn't sleep for 2 days. Kawaknuk, malaknukuk.
Kawakuni malukunuk. Didn't sleep for 2 days.
Kawakuni?
Kawakuni 2 days. Malukunuk. Wearing my boots for 2 days. Never take them off. Just go to sleep like that. Those are the tough days. Too many boats.
And too many fish. Ikazu la malakpa.
Ikazu?
Yeah, you eat about 4 or 5 days, about 5 hours of fish.
Okay. How do you say those were the tough days?
How you say the,
or how you would have say that in Aleutic?
Just soon about the hut, those were the tough days.
Mm-hmm. I know plenty.
Kayak and not straight. Kayak and new kayak. We have a hard time.
Kayak.
Oh, that's what
kayak.
We have a hard time.
Kayak new kayak.
Kayak.
Oh, it's a hard time.
Kayukanut.
Kayukunat.
Kayukunat. That means hard
time.
Kayakunat. Kayakunat. Kayakunut. We had a hard time.
Tiagut.
Kayakunut. Kayakunut. Have a hard time.
You will see the movie Hard Times?
No.
I see it.
Was it about codfish?
No, kunada.
Huh?
No, kunada. We didn't even eat.
No, good.
You know, when I went to Hawaii, I was surprised to have a breakfast spam.
Yeah.
The spam is their favorite food.
Pineapple.
Spam, you know how come the spam was?
Remember? We brought a whole bunch of them. That's the first time I cooked it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fat in it. It was good.
It was good?
You know. They brought it from the ranch.
How do you
say? Yeah, we did.
They raise them there and they eat them. I don't know.
I know we brought it. Somebody killed it and we tried it. It was good.
Sausage is good too. Yeah. Or sausage.
I think they make sausage with anything. Huh?
Mm.
I tried that sea lion. Boy, you ever try it?
Oh, we tried it.
There's one guy here. Yeah. Made it whole.
Boy, that was sea lion sausage. The guy made here, he knows. He said, boy.
Good stuff.
There was one guy here.
Boy, that was good.
He made sausage out of a whole sea lion, the biggest sea lion I ever seen. I tell you, that was good.
Was that bowl, that white one that Ron and them got? Yeah, that.
With
the tractor they had to lift it up.
Yeah, they, you know, they tried to build a cannery here.
Go up. When
go
he was with us.
Didn't work
he was going to work on that sea lion. He made some sea lion. Boy, that was good.
Did you guys used to get sea lions to eat?
Yeah,
they
used to get 50 at a time and the whole village would go down the
beach. Yeah, I'd go out there.
When I was little.
With my boys and come back with about 20, 21 yeah. Sea lions. Same thing with Ralphie. I mean, your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Come back yes, with about 25. Then we'd
I
go on the beach and dump them on and everybody go out there.
There would be
200,
300 people down there cleaning. Kids playing. Sea lions, a whole bunch. They would line them up. Everybody would clean them.
Clean them up and cut them up and salt them.
Then
ready to cook.
After they built the road, then they stopped doing that. I remember when they put the houses up there, it separated everybody. It made the village stop doing that stuff.
We put a seal one time when we were crab fishing. That thing was packed. Remember? We just ran out of bait. There was, like, our pot was packed. They were even
that
on top.
That was a good bait, seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seal. We didn't have no bait, so we just tried it. Holy smokes, that thing.
We tried everything for bait, even seagulls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hell divers.
You all your own bait, probably?
Huh?
Did you have to catch all your own bait?
Yeah, they used to.
We had to drag.
We had to drag for
our bait.
How do you say that in Aleutic? We had to drag for our bait.
Wanguta. Kamukuluku.
Kamukuluku.
Kamukuluku drag.
Kuwakuluku.
Bait you
talk. I have an air going down someplace off top.
Nakhyak. Nakhyak is bait.
Nakhyak.
Nakhyak is bait. Bait.
Bait.
Nakhyak.
Nakhyak. Nakhyak. Almost like. Achiyak.
We sound like Achiyak.
Achiyak is a girl.
Girl.
Nachiyak.
Nachiyak.
You were telling me about that. Was that a crab fishing story where you fell in? Or something swung and you fell in and your boots floated you up?
Yeah, we came. The block busted, remember?
You almost went down with 200 crabs.
That was, what were you doing?
I was, yeah.
Up the pot and it busted?
I upside down my boots. He grabbed it. You know, I know how to swim. I couldn't move and I felt the boat on the side. He had me by my boot. Yeah.
Can you say that?
Shakach didn't I? Bukbakach didn't I? Bukwem.
Pikwin?
Huh? Bukbakach didn't. You're working too hard. Shakach didn't. You're tired. Sakkachtuden.
Tired.
Can you say that one story in Aleutic that you just told about the block broke and then you fell in and the boots floated?
He was, you know, we used to have a
life box. Life
box. Pull it up. Not quite to the, above the deck, but even with the boat,
mm-hmm.
He was inside the life box.
Doing the crab.
And the crab. And went down.
The whole box went down?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole,
he was in there.
Kina.
200 kink.
This one. Out crab fishing when they used to go crab fishing.
Mm. He wouldn't have to go hungry. So. With all the 200 crab.
I came up, my boot brought me up.
Oh.
I was scared I was in the light box, in wires. If I get stuck, a wire won't come up. So my boots went, you know, went like this, you know.
And we almost turned over one time.
Just about, we just about pot, too many pots on the deck. I was in the deck and the boat went boom. I went to the other side of the boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He slowed the boat down, barely making up.
So how would you say that in Sukstun, that story? How would you speak it in Sukstun?
Yuchtuk alutistun.
Yeah. Agakpayak. Agakpayaskaguk. Agakpayaskaguk.
Agakpayaskaguk.
Does that mean the boat tipped?
Yeah, it's about rolled. You know, the, what they call them, pots. When we too much weight one side, they shifted. I was in the deck. Mm-hmm.
Dasunapakta heavy.
I know that.
Achtunak.
Achtunak?
Achtunak.
Achtunak.
Heavy.
Achtunak.
Ach, do not put little heavy.
And then the other story, how do you say my boots floated me up?
Harabachma. Harabachma. Puchtachkina.
Puchtachkina.
Puchtachkina. Harabachma Puchtachkina.
My boots woke me up.
Was it rough or was it smooth out?
Like in tightrope, remember? With the, you know, all the tide in the snow come. It used to be rough there all the time.
It blew up on us that time at night when we went out and the southwest came and hit us real bad.
Yeah.
Aklanglun. Aklanglun.
Windy,
Auckland, south,
you know,
east, is
southwest. Tide trip they call Chahwat.
Chahwat.
Tide trip. Chahwat. We were in
Tide trip. Yeah.
Tide trips.
Where were you guys at on that one?
Natalie Bay.
Oh, that's a bad, yeah.
Oh, they know outside.
They know here. Southwest.
Oh, you guys are in a bad place.
Yayahik.
Southwest. Southwest came here.
Remember the name of Natalie Bay?
Yayahik.
You had it.
We wrote it, but then you weren't sure if that was right last time. Yayahik.
Yeah. Yayahik.
Yeah, Sayahik, just the Taliban.
Sayahik.
Well, you're all right, that's a bad place.
Yeah, that's what especially I was going
northeast.
Over to.
Especially northeast, aye, aye, aye.
I got stuck out here. The wind southwest came
you
up.
You know,
so
one thing there was.
The corner and I got stoned.
There was a lot of king crab.
Roman was in the boy, he ready to grab the Bible. He thought we were toasted.
Was guy. The king crab.
See, northwest was, northeast was bad. Came from Port Logan to here.
Can't mess around up there. It's just like down there.
One time we woke up in the morning, our skiff was gone. What the hell? No use to look.
Was it just gone?
No, it was gone. But no use to look for it. It was gone.
Oh. How do you say the northeast wind is bad?
Ungalaka siduk pali. Kayo manakduk. Kayo manakduk. Blow hard. And southwest is sometimes we'd go out nice out there and all of a sudden.
Yeah, real fast. For meals, flat con, the deer hunting.
And then you come around here, flat con. But there was no crab there.
The ocean beach used to track for bait.
Yeah.
Go all around.
Well, you guys went all the way out there for that, huh?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever go in Big Creek in the sand with the flounders?
Yeah. The best flounder place was Amy Bay. Amy Bay.
How come you guys didn't get
We did. Sometimes when we
hook for the
there
cod.
Was no cod.
Were you jacking
when
so
there
much?
Was, when there was king crab, no cod.
But there was a lot of you
and
know,
then, when crabs went out, the codfish came in. They don't
wow.
Like they don't like it each other.
Wow.
They don't.
It's flounders.
Flounders.
It's really wow. It's gone.